We do have a quorum. Representative Davids, we have a couple of minutes. If you would be so kind, the meeting of February 11th and February 16th. Would you like to? I guess we better do them separately.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I would move the minutes of February 12th.
How about February 11th?
I got February 11th here, is that
That's
right?
Correct.
February 11th.
Mr. Chairman, February 11th?
Yep.
It's the 12th of the minutes, but it is the 11th, I think.
February
11th.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the minutes themselves are 11th.
Well,
we got the right date, 11th? Because it's the 12th.
Here. Mr. Chairman, it's the 12th.
That's not correct.
Okay. But the 11th.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And someone move the joint, the Ways and Means portion of the Joint Committee.
So moved, Mr. Chairman. 16.
Representative Davids moves that. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And carried. Thank you. Representative Reganius, I guess the chair will move House File 2763 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Registry. Representative Reganius, do you want to give us a quick overview of your bill?
I will. It is House File 2624.
I'm sorry, I gave the wrong number. Correction, the chair moves 2624 to be recommended to pass and placed on the General Registry. Representative Reganius.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. These are your lottery dollars at work. It's $26 million, and I think you all are very familiar with the process that these lottery dollars go through before recommendations are made to the legislature. Just to summarize it extremely quickly, after the RFP was put out by the LCCMR, and it was a targeted RFP, we'll talk about that a little bit, there were 240 proposals requesting approximately $163 million. They were reviewed. 85 of the proposals were asked to come in and give half an hour presentations. That took 6 days. And after those 85 proposals were heard, we had 2 days of discussion, and 48 of the proposals were chosen. And those are the 48 proposals that are in this bill, along with boilerplate, what I would call boilerplate rider language. And you will see this in your packet, and it is the priority areas and their summaries of the recommendations by subdivision. I won't read them to you because you can read them as faster than I can say them. But if you would then turn on the next page, you will see a summary of the project recommendations by proposer affiliation. And then if you will look at the bottom of the page, you will see a summary of the project recommendations by area of impact. So the areas that we are dealing with in the first, and it, I would say almost routine for the LCCMR, is foundational data. And I am looking at these, this long page here, just to give you a reference point. And foundational data are things like, how much groundwater do we have in a given county? That's a piece of foundational data. We're way behind on that, but we're working on it. I mean, we are doing that in this bill and in bonding. There is a subdivision 4 is on land, habitat, and recreation. That's 8 appropriations at $10 million. Subdivision 5 is water resources, 9 appropriations at $3.5 million. An invasive species, which is always something, I wouldn't say always, but generally something there's an RFP on because it's a huge concern. That's 1.4, renewable energy 3.3, and environmental education 2.6. The bottom of the page is a summary of projected outcomes. Again, I think you can read it faster than I can say it. But I would also call your attention to one other piece of paper, and that is the one that has on it the number of jobs created and the amount of land purchased. I bring this up because this is kind of the new question that is asked, and rather than waiting for the question, I'm just going to put this on the table, and you will see that within this amount of money, the amount estimated to have employment impacts is $19 million of the total appropriation for 206 FTEs over the course of 2 to 3 years. And that would be my summary, Mr. Chair. I'm totally glad to ask questions. And Representative Kahn, this is as fast as I can go.
Madam Chairman, what I want to compliment the LCCMR and the leadership and whoever was involved in doing this. The years and years when I was involved in it, and what would happen is that the LCMR proposals would end up tucked into the environment bill and would end up be, even though they would go forward almost unchanged by the time they would get passed on one of those last days of the session. And some of us who knew something about it kept saying, you know, these things deal with growing seasons, and if you could pass them right away, particularly when they know what they are right away, you get a whole extra growing season, which is something really significant. So this is the first time I remember it happening. I hope the fact that we're seeing it here now, I hope it means that it's going to happen through the rest of the process. And we have agreement from everyone involved about how important it is not to tie this up in everything that will happen at the end of the session, but to do it really fast. And I compliment the chair, the staff, anyone who was involved in getting this done, which wasn't me because all the years I've tried, I haven't been able to do it.
So. Well, Representative Kahn, I was chair of the committee, or co-chair, along with Dave Zittner, that hammered this out, and I'm not always pleased with the compromise. It's not where I would like to be, but that was one of the recommendations we made, and I think it's been followed in a couple other years as well, if I recall it. So, yeah.
I was on that too.
Yeah, you were. That's right. That's right.
And we did make that
as a recommendation. Recommendation.
I think this is the first time I've seen it.
I hope that the recommendation does get followed. That's correct. Others? Other questions? Any other questions on it? Representative McNamara?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Wagenius, I'm just curious. This bill is only, if I'm not mistaken, been heard in your Environment Committee, but there's a number of higher education institutions that are funded in here, a number of energy projects and a number of school projects. Can you let us know why it wouldn't go to those finance committees also?
Representative Guineas.
This is actually its third stop. We have been through full finance, and no other member, and of course, you know, the finance chairs are on finance, and no one has asked to see the bill. Traditionally, it has not gone to the other committees, and perhaps for some of the reasons that Representative Kahn is talking about, and we are working. It's not my intention to fold this into the environment bill. It's my intention to bring it up on the floor as soon as people in pay grade above me will bring it up.
Representative Dallow?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Representative Wagenius, I'm just wondering, so we haven't had any discussion where you had a point system, the LCCMR, I should say, had a point system that lined up, and there was a line drawn somewhere like at the 48 projects would have fit into the $26 million. But in actuality, you pulled up some energy projects. I'm looking at one of them specifically, sustainable biofuels, impact of climate change and management.
But can you give us a page number on that?
Mr. Chair, I think it would probably be towards the end. I wasn't referring to the bill.
Okay, you're referring to the...
Yep, but I could find it, Mr. Chair.
Page 15.
Page 15, thank you.
It would be the...
it is on page 15.
It would be the 15.12, sustainable biofuels, sure. Impact of climate change. That project, I'm just surprised. I would think it would make sense to go to, I don't serve on the Energy Committee, but I would think that the people on the Energy Committee would be interested to know why a project that 9 of the 17 people that voted for this project scored the project in a scoring process of 0 to 9 scored it with a 2 or less, but yet it's being funded. And I would think the people on the energy might be interested to know the why or how we got that, how this project moved from number 68 on the priority list to be funded.
Representative Wagenius.
One of the things that may be different here than any kind of scoring you may have dealt with in other areas is this was, and I think you're looking at a long list, what we looked at, and it was our intention to discuss each project on its own merit in the category in which it fell. And this was 2 days of discussion to do that. And one of the reasons we just didn't mechanically follow the recommendations, or not the recommendations, the first cut at scoring, was because, and I will give you an example of this. When I looked at a project and didn't have any background in it, I might have not known that this was a really good idea. And the example I'll give you is we have a forest classroom program in DNR. So there's a classroom at the forest area that's a classroom. It's something that has been in existence since 1949. Extremely popular in outstate Minnesota, but I am an urban legislator and I didn't know anything about it. So when I heard about it and when people who were familiar about it would talk about it, then I knew that this was something that was really worthwhile. But just on the surface, I might not have known that. And so what we do in LCCMR is discuss probably more than a lot of people would like us to discuss, but 2 days of discussion to come up with these proposals. So that would be my answer to that.
Hey, Representative Kahn, did you want to respond to that too?
I just wanted to respond to the basic thing, the basic question that Representative McNamara asked for. I think LCMR, well, it used to be called the Minnesota Resources Commission, perhaps. It's been in existence since before either Representative Carlson or I were here. I think, you know, 1968 sticks in my mind, and I've, of course, watched it all the time that I've been here, and it has never gone anywhere except the Environment Committee and the Environment Finance Committee. Anyway, these are considered to be separate grants that work through that. I imagine that any committee chair who is interested in a project could probably have a special hearing on that project. In general, it's in addition to budgets, and nobody really objects to it. But the thought, after I explained how important it is to do this fast and take advantage of growing seasons, the thought of sending this through the round of committees that your suggestion would entail, as opposed with just having informal discussions with those committee chairs, just kind of boggles the mind. So,
Representative McNamara, follow up? Are you
finished? I'm good for now, Mr.
Okay,
Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Any other Representative Hoppe?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess I have a question for Representative or Chair Wagenius about how the projects were scored. And one of the things I'm looking at is on the bottom of this page, there's one in there for the Minnesota Habitat Conservation Partnership, and it was for Pheasants Forever. And then it lists all of the member scores. And there are, it looks like 7 or 8 9s. And then it goes all the way down to the end. There are 3 0s. I mean, can you just give us a little, shed a little light on why, I mean, for over half the people to think this is as good a project as it can get, and 3 or 4 people to think it's as bad as it can get?
I would.
It kind of sounds like the political process we're in all the time. But I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah,
thank you. Representative Wagenius.
I think that the characterization is not the appropriate one. The question was, should these projects be funded in this particular year because they've been heavily funded the previous year? And so, and you would be interested in this, Metro Parks thought that this wasn't their year, did not come in with the project, and was not funded because they had been heavily funded the previous year. So it's the timing issue, because it was the understanding of certainly some of the LCCMR members, including me, that we were going to heavily fund them in 1 year, skip a year, and then heavily fund them again.
Representative Hoppe, a follow-up?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. A quick follow-up, and I guess I'm just struck by, you know, if the Minnesota Habitat Conservation Partnership brought this forward and over half of the people scored it as high as it can go, are there different people that are on the LCCMR looking at different criteria, or I don't know. I guess it's kind of an open-ended question. I'm just kind of, that one in particular just sort of caught my eye.
Okay. Representative Rood.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question about the sheet that Representative Hoppe and Representative McNamara are referring to. It sounds like it's a scoring sheet. We obviously don't have it. I'm assuming it's something that's in the Republican packets. I don't know if it's something that's available, or is it, I don't have it, or if we're going to keep referring to it, I sure would like to see it.
Mr. Chair, I can go make copies. I don't think it's in the Republican packets either. It's a, was a public document from, I think, from the LCCMR committee, Madam Chair.
Well, we can do that. Representative Lagunias, if we want to take the time for that.
Okay. Just the one thing I would mention. Okay. The LCCMR did not use that sheet.
Okay.
What they used was a different set of sheets with, you know, energy was in here, and then lands was in here, and basic data was in here. So we'd used a different way of doing it, and that was our intention. And so this was another way of just looking at things. It was, you know, you have a toolbox with many, many tools in it. That was a tool, but never the intention to have this scoring without real discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess I haven't seen the scoring sheet either that he's talking about, but I know in transportation finance, when we rated our bonding projects, there were 45 projects, and we were given a 15-to-1, and so there's going to be a lot of projects that don't get a zero, that get a zero because different people have different priorities or different, and then that's all that tabulated up. So I don't know if that's similar to the system that you used for this or not, but that's, there might have been more, a lot more projects than there were numbers that people could score, so there, of course there are going to be some zero.
Other questions on it? Representative McNamara.
Mr. Chair, I'm not going to ask a lot of questions, but I would like, what would be the proper way? I'd like to make a motion to re-refer it to the, I think it's Chair Hilty's committee, the energy.
Yes, I think that's one that's in order.
Okay.
So the more Representative McNamara moves that the House File 2624 be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Oh.
If that's what you would like to do.
And do I make motion that I'd like to see it voted? That's up to Chair Carlson?
Yeah, but it would go back to Finance.
Okay. And I don't even need a roll call because I know everybody wants to get going. So I just would like to make that. With the idea, I think the Energy Committee, I actually think Representative Rukavina's Higher Ed Committee should hear it, and K-12. And this time, this is $26 million of state money. I realize it's in a dedicated fund used for a lot of good things, but in this day and age, I think that we should have more scrutiny. With this
Representative Goldberg?
Mr. Chair, I do think that Representative McNamara's motion should reflect his intent.
Yes.
That it be referred to Finance for the purpose of being heard by the Energy Division.
I think he could include that in his motion.
I would like to do that.
That would
Mr.
be
Chair.
Acceptable. Clerk, do you have that?
Yes.
It's included already. Okay. Any other discussion on that? If those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
And motion does not prevail. Any other discussion on the bill? Representative Demery.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Virginia, Madam Chair, I'm interested in the, there's one here, it's Farmland Conservation in Minnesota to the Farmers Legal Action Group. For $100,000, I don't serve here. I don't know what this. Could you tell me what that's about? And about agriculture, obviously. And I'm interested in what that's about.
Essentially, it is about making sure, or a group that says we've got to do more to preserve farmland. And checking our statutes and all, and what's going on with our statutes to see if they're enforced, to see if our statutes are as helpful as they should be to do that. Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, along the line of Representative McNamara, has this gone through the Agriculture Committee, Representative Wagenius? I mean, if you're talking about statutes and dealing with agriculture, and if we're doing that, I would think that the Agriculture Committee would be very interested in what this is, what they might be planning to do.
Representative
Wagenius. We did go through full finance, and the chairs that have been mentioned are on finance, and not one of them has asked to see this bill.
Other discussion?
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm not going to go through the formality of making the motion again. I think we know what that result would be, but I think it's pretty incredible that we've got dealing with, we're spending a lot of money here. I mean, $100,000 might not be a lot in a $36 million biennial budget, but $100,000 is important to me, and some group is getting this to study some things having to do with agriculture, and to think that the Agriculture Committee, which deals with statutes, which deals with what these people are going to be doing, it's inconceivable to me why that wouldn't be discussed or brought forward. And can you tell me who's requesting this? Who asked for a review of these statutes, and what are they looking for specifically, I guess?
I'm going to ask Ms. Thornton.
Ms. Thornton, maybe you can identify yourself with the team.
There is a work plan, and I will tell you that all of these projects, besides what you have here, there's a work plan for each one of them. They are long. They go in a book like this, and I invite you to read any and all of them because they are very specific. So it's not just money going to a group. They're very specific, long work plans.
Ms. Thornton, can you identify yourself for the tape?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. My name is Susan Thornton, staff with the LCCMR. As Representative Wagenius began her discussion with you, these recommendations in front of you for expenditures were the result of a request for proposal process based on priorities developed by the LCCMR and adopted, and that was also based on our own strategic plan. And so this request for proposal is open and available for everyone to submit an application for. And the people you see listed, the organization that you see listed on line 5.12 was the organization that submitted a proposal, the Farmers Legal Action Group. It was actually a proposal for a larger dollar amount, and the members discussed this, discussed what part or pieces they were interested in what the Farmers Legal Action Group was proposing. And from that hearing process and discussion, the appropriation is what you see in front of you. I do have a book with what we call work plans, work programs for each of these, which is a more detailed description and a budget, and that's also available online.
President Demmer, I would recommend for anybody who has questions on these to spend a half hour or so with the staff right down the hall here. I chaired the LCMR at one time, and I think we've improved the system because it's every year now. It used to be every 2 years, and so projects would have to wait. Recommended, you know, that we do it a little bit earlier on. We're doing that. But if every project that ever went through the legislature received the same kind of review that these do, we would all be served better. And they have a follow-up on it that is, I think, pretty incredible. So I in all seriousness, I think it would be just really good to go in and pick out a couple projects and see what they do with them and their follow-up. Other questions at all? Any other questions? Representative Davids.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been looking through the different projects here, and I'm looking at one from the Minnesota Coalition of RELCs. For the Residential Environmental Learning Centers, $2.9 million. Did that make it in the bill?
Representative Wagenius?
$1.5
million. I'm looking at the sheet that was just handed out.
Yes.
I believe it is in the bill.
Yes, it is.
Can you say what page? Or
Mr. Chair, Representative Davids, I'm looking right away. It's under renewable energy. And, of course, I'm probably looking just towards the back. It's at $1.5 million is the amount recommended. And page 16, excuse me,
yeah, took page a moment. 16, the top of page 16.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay, they, Mr. Chairman, so they came in at, they requested 2.9 and got about half of that, looks like.
Representative Wagenius?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wagenius, why didn't they ask for $6
million? They would have.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other discussion?
Yeah, I'm figuring it out.
Any other discussion, other questions? If not, then the chair would renew his motion that House File 2624 be recommended to pass and place in the general registry. Renewed my motion. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members.
We have next on House File 2763, Representative Lincheski. Would you like to make a motion, Representative Lincheski?
Yes, please, Mr. Chair. I would so move.
Yeah. Representative Lincheski moves that House File 2763 be recommended to pass and placed on the general registry. Representative Lincheski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Members, this is, I think most of you know about this bill. I want to just take a minute to really thank the bipartisan nature of this bill and the importance to all Minnesotans who are contributing to those victims in Haiti now. This bill would allow us to let Minnesotans deduct their charitable contributions for Haitian relief on this year's taxes that they're filing right now, even though they would be making a charitable contribution in 2010. What happened was, within 10 days of the earthquake, Congress passed a bill to allow folks to deduct this deduction right now in the while they're filing their 2009 taxes. Ask the states to conform quickly to hopefully give incentives to folks to get those contributions in the pot right now. Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton have been working to encourage Americans to do this, and Minnesotans are, by passing this bill forward, will be afforded that benefit, thereby encouraging more contributions for Haitian victims. And I do want to thank both Representative Zellers and Representative Kelleher, the minority lead on the Tax Committee, Representative Broad, are my co-authors. So this is important legislation. When the majority was Republicans after the tsunami, the identical kind of legislation was carried forward immediately to help Americans give money to victims of the tsunami. And so we're trying to get this passed as quickly as possible. The Senate has passed it off the floor today. We are trying to get the Senate language before us, but we don't yet have possession. So what we'd like to do is pass the House bill now and then match them up on the House floor as soon as we can to get this bill passed so that we can help more Haitian victims and help Minnesotans receive those benefits of their charitable contributions. So that's the bill.
Thank you, Representative Lincheski. Any questions? Yes, Representative Holbert.
Thank you, Chair Frost. Representative Lincheski, is there any difference between the Senate and House language?
I believe it's identical. It's identical, yes.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? Yeah, Representative Abler.
Just though she didn't come for like hardly any reason at all. Mr. Chair, Representative Lincheski, this is going to stay clean along the way. There's no cleverness in the Senate to help us with other
things
with revenue and all that.
No, and they've already passed it today. They've heard it on Monday on general orders, and they've actually passed it off the Senate floor today. So they're done, and they'll just be waiting for us then. So it's so clean, and it's through.
It's going to be a Senate file then?
Yes. We'd like to match it up at the desk so we can just concur, but we need to get it through our own process.
Oh, thanks.
Representative Davids. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Madam Chair. I was reading through the bill, and I didn't see the Green Acres fix on there, but I guess we'll wait with that. We can only hope, right? Any other questions? If not, who made the motion? You made the motion. Okay, Representative Lincheski renews her motion to pass House File 2763 and pass it to General Register. Is that correct? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Any other questions before we adjourn? If not, meeting is adjourned.